Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back, and football season is here, and to kick off, Tide and the NFL are joining forces to inspire their 180 million fan base to turn to cold in an effort to dramatically reduce greenhouse gas emissions and help consumers save money, which also provides a great clean. Committed NFL teams, including the Philadelphia Eagles, are showing their support in various ways by washing on cold, taking to social media, and rallying more fans in an effort to create a cleaner planet. And to discuss that, and of course the Eagles, is Eagles defensive tackle Fletcher Cox. Fletcher, how you doing, man?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Welcome to the show, Fletch. Well, listen, when I heard you were coming on, and this is one of the things you wanted to get into, you know, my antennas, they raised, brother, because I am a avid laundry washer myself, and I got to admit, I'm not big on the cold water unless it's needed, but talk to me about why I should become someone that uses cold water to wash with as opposed to when I use my hot water or my warm water.
Well, if you like me, I mean, the biggest thing, the reason I got into it, getting into it, is because that washing everything in cold water is, number one, it saves a lot, you know, energy on the energy bill, you know, and can save up to, I mean, pretty good, decent amount. If you're like me, I'm cheap, so that's the biggest reason. So, and then, you know, it's really just saving the planet, man. And, you know, everybody wants to save the planet, and if you turn the cold now, then, you know, it's a better chance of, you know, even more better chances of saving the planet, turning to coal. And, you know, that's a really big reason why, you know, I'm a part of it. I'm happy to be a part of it. So hopefully everybody can be a part of it someday. And we're excited.
Man, I am cheap like you, Fletch. Believe
yeah,
me.
Yeah, we both are.
Believe me. Eagles defensive tackle Fletcher Cox is now the voice of a limited edition Tide cold washer machine. The first ever talking machine. Tide is offering a handful of the exclusive team-branded washers through a sweepstakes with other NFL greats, speaking to the many benefits of washing on cold. It's customized to making the cold setting your favorite wash. Through October 5th, fans can enter for a chance to win the one-of-a-kind machine and commit to cold washing on Tide. All right, so, I mean, Fletch, we'll ask you about the Cowboys in a second, but so far, so good for you guys. I mean, defense has given up 23 points in two games. I mean, points alone, that's pretty good. But how are you feeling? You guys are doing?
I mean, as a defensive player, I think we can always be better. You know, we just cleaned up a few things. You know, all this whole defense is new to us. It's new to me, and new to a lot of people. So, I think the biggest thing for us is, you know, just stay communicating, be patient, don't get frustrated, and just know that it's going to come to us.
So, yeah, let me ask you about, you know, just your start. You brought up something you said there piqued my interest about being patient and letting the game come to you and not forcing anything as it pertains to turnovers. A lot of people like to focus on individual players, right? And you being a mainstay here for so many years, I think sometimes people want to put a microscope on your play and they want to quantify it by numbers, by sacks, by tackles for losses. But when you look at the film, man, I'm noticing you're drawing a lot of attention, as you typically do, double and triple teams. You're being patient, but your teammates, mainly Javon Hargrave, is certainly benefiting from that. So I guess I got a two-part question for you. A, does it get frustrating to you when you have to see double and triple teams? And then B, is it gratifying that if that's what it's going to be, then as long as your teammates are benefiting from it, you're okay with it?
Nah, man, I just – you know what? I've learned, like, I think it was probably a couple of years ago. when that was happening, I started to get frustrated and I started trying to do my own thing. And I kind of got off the course. Mm-hmm. You know, I forgot about what was important. Am I important? Is it about me or is it 10 other guys out there, you know? And I've learned over the years, stay patient. The players are going to come to you. You know, and you can turn on the tape and, you know, obviously I draw a lot of attention, but I'm also being disruptive at the same time, you know, and most people, it's all about numbers, you know, and to me, I know that my sacks, my TFLs, my QB hits, all that stuff is going to come because it comes in waves when it does come. So you just got to be patient about it and definitely wait. So excited for Hargrave. This is our second year playing together now and we're on the same page. And you know, I stress to him all the time, hey, look, if they're doubling me, you got to go eat. You know, if they're doubling you, then I got to go eat, you know. But at some point in time, you know, both of us got to be disruptive at the same time.
Yep. Fletch, after the game on Sunday, you were very emotional. I know some coaches and other players were. Brandon goes down with what everybody at the time figured was going to be a serious injury. It is. He's out for the season. Personally, what has Brandon meant to you and what does Brandon mean to you and how big of a loss is this both on the field and off the field for the Eagles?
I mean, it's a tough loss for sure to lose a guy like Brandon and to lose a guy like BG that's been my locker mate since I stepped foot in the NovaCare facility. Me and Brandon have been locker mates since day one. And that's nothing you can take back. That time, those conversations that – you know, that communication that me and him built over the last 10 years now, it's my 10th year playing with him. You know, that's nothing you know, it's hard to sub that out, you know. But now it's, you know, I got emotional, yeah, because obviously, like, BG, he's my guy, you know. But at the same time, you know, we know BG got our back like we got his back. You know, he wants the best for us. He wants us to go out and continue to dominate and play at a high level and know that he'll be with us, you know, in and out. So, I mean – It's always rough, you know, when you lose a guy like that. But at the same time, we know that now is the opportunity for somebody else to step up and, you know, try to fill that role.
Yeah. How do you sort of relate to your teammates throughout the course of a game, particularly Sunday's game against San Francisco, where you guys, it really was a defensive battle in that game, both offenses struggling to move the ball. And then, you know, as a defensive player coming off the field, I know how it can be deflating at times when – you know, the offense is struggling. I'm just wondering, as a leader on the team, how do you keep the troops together when the other side of the football is struggling a little bit to move the ball, but you guys may have to bring the game home for the team?
I mean, just, I always say, stay patient. Like I tell all the D-lines, stay patient, it's going to come. Stay patient, it's going to come. And, you know, obviously on Sunday, it didn't turn out the way that we wanted it to. But at the end of the day, you know, man, nobody lost their composure on the sideline. Nobody started to panic. None of the coaches are panicking because we know the kind of football, the kind of ball team that we have. And Sunday, like I said, didn't come out the way we wanted to. But, you know, that's why we got now. I think it's, 15 more opportunities to go and prove that. So, I mean, we put up a fight and, you know, we had a couple of chances to win a game, put points on the board and from a defensive standpoint, create turnovers. So, I mean, for us, we just got to capitalize on those things when the ball is in our hands and, you know, and things could be different, but, you know, that's a loss and we getting ready for Dallas on Monday night, which is a division game.
Yeah, fans can enter for a chance to win a exclusive team-branded washer. Just go to Tide.com and commit to cold washing with Tide. Does your quarterback wash his clothes on cold? I mean, how has Jalen Hurts impressed you so far? How has he impressed you, and what do you think of him?
Oh, I mean, Jalen's been good. I mean, he's been, you know, doing, I think, everybody, what everybody's asking him to do and doing what the coach is asking him to do, just gaining the respect from everybody, knowing that, hey, you know, you're the captain on that offense. So, you know, you got to go, you know, keep things in control. And he's definitely, I will hope he's washing his, you know, hope he's washing his jerseys in cold water because you said somebody could swipe up the win, you know, a washer, Tide.com. Not only do they get the window washer, but they get the window washer with my voice on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how about that?
There you go. As a guy that's in his second year, it seems like that everybody's bought in and he has all the intangibles that you look for in a leader. And, by the way, it looks pretty good on the field, too. I mean, so behind the scenes, in practice, as a young player, does he have the kind of attributes that you're looking for a guy to lead the team, to lead the offense?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he speaks, and, for a second-year guy, he speaks, and I think, guys listen to him, he's just growing here too, and he's being that leader, becoming that leader. And that's what you want out of your starting quarterback. I think if it was the other way, I think, things will be different. But that's what you want to hear. Those are things that you want, from your starting quarterback.
Yeah, you mentioned a big matchup coming up next week against divisional rival, the Dallas Cowboys. No need to get into how important the game is. You've been here long enough. You know what the rivalry means, how important the game is. And you guys are coming off a loss, so you don't need any extra motivation. We know you guys will be ready to go Monday night. But your matchup individually, man, you get a chance. You and Javon going up against either Zach Martin and Connor Williams on that inside part of the Dallas Cowboys offensive line. Man, you and Zach Martin going up against each other, that's always a highlight of this game. Just talk about the battles you two have had, and I guess the mutual respect that's there, and sort of what you're going to feel like you need to do as a defensive line sort of to control this Dallas Cowboys offense.
I mean, so much respect for Zach. You know, he's a good player, and, I always look forward to battling against him. And, and it's always a battle. It's going to be, no plays off. I'm going to get after you every play, and, he know that. I know that he's going to do the same. So it's always good. And, and that group played some ball together. I think Connor and Biachi and Zach, those inside guys they had a lot of snaps together. So we're looking forward to it. Our interior guys against their interior guys. We've been going against each other for a while now. So, last year, and then I think Ridgeway been here for a couple of years. So we all know what this game means to us. And, if you need some extra motivation for Dallas week, then, I don't know what to tell you.
Hashtag turn to Cole. That's Fletcher Cox again. Go to Tide.com for everything. And so the washer is an Eagles washer that people are looking for. How are you involved in it again, Fletcher, the washer? Are your face on it or what?
No, so basically, everyone go to Tide.com and, for a chance to enter a washer. And, obviously turn the cold, that's the best, saving the planet, everything, saving energy, like Bill. But not only that, like I said, every time you go wash your clothes and you hit a button, you get to hear Fletcher Cox's voice on there. And I think everybody would be excited about that.
I thought you said before. So do you yell at them if they don't wash on cold or no?
We might have to add that feature, but definitely one.
That's funny. Fletch, thanks, man.
Try to switch to hot. Then it automatically goes back to cold. So there, I don't think we'll give him an option on that.
All right, good. All right, Fletch. Appreciate it, man, and good to talk to you.
Appreciate it, brother. Good luck Monday night.
Thank you, sir. All right, bye.
Now, you imagine going to do a load of laundry and Fletcher's yelling at you?
Don't you touch that hot water button. Cold. I tell you what. I will start washing with cold water.
There you go.
See if my utility bill, what is it?
Hashtag turn the cold.
Yeah. It's supposed to lower your your bills?
Sure, because your hot water heater needs the work to get you hot water. Mm-hmm. So it cuts down on that. Now, I use the Eco Warm setting on my washer.
I don't care.
Believe it or not. What, you're not a washer? You don't do your own laundry?
I'm actually getting better at it. I usually don't take the initiative to do it. But I'm starting to take the initiative.
There you go.
Who were we talking to? Because we knew Fletch was coming on with the why. Who were we talking to that was like, it was Howard.
He doesn't wash his own clothes.
Yeah, and it's like, hold on, I'm an adult. Of course I do laundry.
And I've been doing laundry since I was a kid. So
yeah.
And I don't have a problem with it. I don't know. I guess, when your mom works nights or she's working long hours and you got five boys at home, she's not coming home washing clothes after she's been cleaning or doing whatever she's been doing, working to put food on the table for us. So we had to learn at an early age, we're responsible for the house. It's why I'm so domesticated. It's why I do.
Why you're a cleaner.
It's why I still clean. It's why I do.
Yep.
It's no shot at my wife, but I clean more than she does. It's embedded in me. right? And that's from a childhood of being woke up out of your sleep at like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning when she comes home from work and the dishes are in the sink and she ain't waiting. Like, and she's swinging a broomstick to get you up out of bed. I said I wanted this kitchen clean before I got home, right? I wanted that bathroom clean. So that's how my mom ran the house as a single parent.
So
her boys knew how to clean, iron, all those things. We got to a certain age, and she wasn't doing that no more.
Yeah.
And that age was like 10.
Good. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, especially with football that's now starting, I can sit on the floor and fold laundry. Mm-hmm. I can do every load that we have, and I'll just fold it watching the games. I don't care.
We run that with the – like, actually, we all wash our own clothes. All four of us.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, Renee washes her own clothes. She doesn't want me washing her clothes.
Shrinking it?
Yeah, messing up something that she is supposed
to be. It goes on delicate.
Yes, I was just getting ready to say that's supposed to be washed on delicate.
Yeah.
Or what have you, so can't wash her clothes. Elijah washes his own clothes, and Jada washes her own clothes.
That's a good way to do it.
Yes.
Jack, I'm surprised you even know how to use a washing machine, to be honest. Being that you didn't even know where a spare tire was in your car.
No, I found the spare tire. I had no idea what to do with said spare tire.
You didn't know how to unhook it, put it on.
And I did cook eggs for the first time a couple weeks ago, so we're getting there.
Oh, my goodness.
And remember when he was talking about grilling, he put a hot dog on the grill and he was impressed with himself?
Yes.
It was chicken.
Hold on, you just cooked eggs for the first time?
Yeah. First time as an adult that they actually tasted pretty good. Like, every time I try to cook my own food, I've always made myself sick. So this is the first time that didn't happen.
You made yourself sick. Yeah, are you using spoiled food?
My stomach would immediately start hurting every time I cooked.
All right, Jack, so if you, Ike and I were coming over for a special dinner, what would you make? What would you be capable of making?
I would be ordering
takeout. No. You got to make it. I know Ike could put something together nice.
Oh, yeah. I'll put something together.
Well, it sounds like a bad decision on you two's part. But pesto eggs?
Oh, God. I don't even know what that is.
Pesto eggs?
Eggs with pesto in it. Yeah. Scrambled eggs with pesto.
Oh.
I'll figure out the grill after baseball season.
All right, there you go. Sure you will, Ike. 215-592.
It's cold outside.
94-94.
Oh, the grill will heat you up.
Oh, I'm just going to tell you, although it is, I like the grilling in the fall and the cold. I'm okay with it.
When it gets really, really cold,
yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah, when it's too cold, I'm out. 50s, 40s, I can take 40s and 50s.
But once it gets below 40, you're not?
I'm out.
Once it's cold enough to snow, I do not go outside for barbecuing anymore.
I'm with you.
All right, before we get back to our topic and the phones, let's go to briefly pause to go to Mr. Ike Reese.
Hey, the biggest game of week 3, we know this one, will be Monday night between Philadelphia and Dallas. And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. Now, that means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. Now, Dallas is coming off a big win on the road, their first win of the season. Philadelphia, tough loss at home. But forget about the records. When these two teams meet up, this will be a slugfest. I expect this to be a close game, not so much a high-scoring game. And I take Philadelphia plus the 3.5 points in this game. Now, FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code Ike this week before Dallas takes on Philadelphia. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Just remember to use Ike so they know that I sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Bigger rivalry. Eagles-Dallas or Jack DeCamera?
Shut his hole!
I mean, there's not much of a rivalry there, Ike.
Oh,
you got to win some of them to be a rivalry. With the Eagles and Jack and DeCamera.
That's true.
Yeah. That's why I'm so upset about it, because it's a one-sided rivalry at this point.
It is.
But we'll settle it. I mean, if we need to, I mean, I'll take him on the golf course. Definitely in basketball. We'll do baseball. You know, I'll pitch.
Hold on. Definitely in basketball?
Definitely in basketball.
Okay.
Oh, free throw shooting?
Well, free throw shooting is not basketball.
One-on-one.
Oh, you're talking about one-on-one.
Okay. Yeah, one-on-one.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
I don't know. Football, you couldn't really do anything other than, like, I mean.
I challenged Richie to a show game between us three and them, and Richie's like, he's not physically capable of doing it because of like muscle issues. He talked about his pec being injured or something.
Wow. Making excuses. It hasn't even been set up right.
I mean, he's Joe like, with the groin. I mean, they got all type of injury issues.
John's the, like, camera, yeah, the camera walked off the field last night and was pointing to his groin. And he's saying, I felt it after the first one.
He tweaked it.
It's like, come on, man.
He so desperately wants to be injured as an athlete.
Dude, I know. He's like, he's like, the pandemic really slowed down my rehab.
Yeah?
Like, anyone cares.
His groin's been bothering him for 3 years now.
I would expect it would linger forever, Ike. So, Mike in Dallas, is he in Dallas right now? And he's a Dallas Cowboy fan. Is he listening to us to try to gauge what's going on?
Okay, sure he is. Nobody listens to Dallas radio.
Because we check in with our sister station in Dallas, and they're talking about soccer and Michael Young, where he is on the all-time Ranger list. Mike in Dallas. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, man, you right about that. The radio in Dallas sucks. I ain't going to lie. That's why I listen to y'all cry, baby.
So do you listen to us on a regular basis, Mike?
I listen to you and Ike during the day. I listen to you. I might listen to the early show because these clowns in Dallas, they don't talk. They don't let you talk. They want you to text and all that kind
of
crap.
So they don't do a lot of phone calls, you're saying?
Nah, they don't do no phone calls, man.
Right.
But anyway, y'all know what it feel like to be 25 years from 1960 to 1980. Y'all ain't win shit. I mean, excuse me, from 1980 to 2005, that was 25 years. Y'all ain't winning nothing.
Nope,
that's true.
From 2005 to 2017, you finally won something.
You're damn right.
We can be sorry, and they'll talk about the Cowboy, boy. They talk about the Eagles. Y'all can be undefeated. I like listening to y'all because one week y'all gonna win the Super Bowl. And next week,
we suck. Yeah. Yes, you're right.
But tell me about your team, though, Mike.
Especially you, Mark.
Yeah.
They can talk to you, and you'll start crying. Oh, you're right, man.
I do take losses harder than a lot of people.
Yeah, and then y'all get on there and talk about the Cowboy fans. Y'all just mad because y'all ain't known all over the place.
Yeah, but it's
we are.
Eagles fans are known for sure, not for good reasons.
Get an American team, Monica. Let's give it to the Green Bay Packers. Let's give it to the Cleveland Browns. Let's give it to the Patriots. Ain't nobody but the Dallas Cowboys America team, baby.
See, Mike, we don't necessarily have issues with you. You're from Dallas. We have issues with Philadelphia Cowboy fans. They could have been Eagles fans, but decided not to for whatever reason.
Why would they root for the Eagles? Y'all ain't never won nothing. Y'all finally won something. You talking about how many playoff games you won? Did you get to the Super Bowl? Did you win the Super Bowl? If you didn't get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, what does it mean? You was the first sucker that last lost.
we may need to get Mike as our steel cage match contestant. Mike, you available on Monday to get in the steel cage?
I'm down for it.
All right.
I'm down for it, brother.
Yeah, because we don't need you. We don't need this.
Well, hold on a second. Andy and Defer, what do you think of this Mike the Dallas Cowboy fan, Andy?
Yo, you got to put me head to head with him. I crushed Angry Al. You got to get me in there. I like that guy, though. He has some swag.
He's right here. Say hi to him.
Mike, what's good, man? Hey, you got to hop back in that DeLorean. You got to hop back in that DeLorean, cuz. Because y'all ain't win nothing since the 90s, okay?
Okay, y'all ain't won.
Last time this team was popping, you know what else was popping?
From 1950 to 2017, what y'all win?
Look at that, quit your car, baby, and put it on the press.
All right, Mike. We'll talk to you on Monday. All right, Andy, hang on. We'll grab you on the other side. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592.
You weren't ready for it to go there, were you?
94-94. I didn't realize it was escalate that fast. Yeah, we're going to have cage matches coming up on Monday. Right. Truck from Mount Airy is going to be featured in the main event. We got to find a Cowboy fan that wants to take him on. It may be Angry Al. Jack doesn't think Angry Al has the stamina to do it anymore.
No.
They lost last year. Should we give him a rematch? Like, put him back in the main event?
Like,
he did lose last year.
Mike was good.
Mike from Dallas?
Yeah. If we're doing a cage match, he sounded like he was ready for a cage match. Al doesn't have the bark anymore. Well,
maybe we could put Al in one of the prelims, the ones that aren't shown on TV.
I'm sure he'd love that.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese back with your phone calls coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere.
You said shirts. Is everyone going in the locker stall sort of thing? Or?
Everyone got one. That, I think it says Dallas sucks on it, pretty sure. Or beat Dallas. Dallas sucks one of them. I can't remember. My memory's gone. Nah, just one. Just one. I think it's – is it beat Dallas? We don't know. Everybody has CT.
Lane Johnson, as Nick Sirianni at his press conference today, had a beat Dallas T-shirt on, and we find out that they were distributed to all the players. Marks and Reese were back. Our Twitter question is Eagles-Cowboys still a big deal? And it's brought to you by, our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, celebrating 40 years in business, 40 years of making great memories. Online, marks-jewelers.com. So, Lane, I mean, like you said this at the top of the show where, you know, players aren't as focused on the rivalry stuff as the fans are because we've been here forever and we've hated the Cowboys forever, right?
Yeah. I mean, these are professionals. These guys haven't been here for 5, 6, 7 years. Some of these guys just got here.
Right.
This year. So, you know, you're not going to hear a bunch of players coming out talking about how much they hate the Dallas Cowboys. That's not what pro athletes do.
Right.
It's not. That's college.
Yeah, yeah. The Michigan, Ohio State is that's something college. That everybody that's, embraces.
Yeah, you keep bringing up Michigan and Ohio State.
Michigan and Michigan State?
Yeah, yeah. How about that one? Yeah.
So that is the biggest rivalry for Michigan State. So yes. That week is like Dallas week here when you're in East Lansing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, we got you. We got the rivalry. It's a big deal.
It's like Bloomsburg Westchester.
Yeah.
I was just thinking the same thing, Jack. Oh, is that the chief rival of Bloomsburg?
I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't even think it's realistic to expect players to like know this or have this. They haven't been here.
Right.
They haven't been here. And just like Corey Clement just went and signed with the Dallas Cowboys, this is their job.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, if somebody gets cut here today and the Cowboys pick them up, you think they're going to be like, no, I hated the Cowboys. I wouldn't go there and play.
Let me go get a job here instead.
Yeah, exactly. Playing for the Cowboys. That's
pretty
what
much.
Be playing, yeah.
The players that are here longer understand the buzz around the game every year. But like you said, I mean, like.
And you have to be here long enough to know that. You have to live in the city. Live in this area, be around here long enough to truly understand what the rivalry means to the fans.
Right.
You just do it. There's no way you could possibly know that having not been here but 6 months.
Yeah, so, I mean, they'll start to hear the questions more, and they'll start to hear, like, oh, Dallas week. Like, what's that? Then you ask a teammate, they say, oh, man, Eagles fans here are crazy. They hate the Cowboys.
Yeah.
That Jack and I got a ton of DMs, including with the hashtag FireJack. Jack doesn't feel the same hate. As he like you said, the Giants. The Giants are the team that you grew up hating, not the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like
you're rooting for the Cowboys.
No, like obviously, I want to beat the Cowboys. I'm just saying, like the pure vitriol.
I
agree with that, Jack.
Besides, like the forced hate the Cowboys.
Yes.
Dallas sucks, which annoys me. But go Birds and Dallas sucks. The two things that annoy me. Like it's like, come on, let's grow up a little bit. But
what's wrong with Go Birds?
Oh, it's just nauseating.
Watch it, buddy.
It's nauseating? Like the Dallas sucks things. That's
I can understand the Dallas sucks thing, but the Go Birds, come on, man.
That's cool. That's cool. But like in everyday conversations, we're just like, hey, Dallas sucks. It's like, okay, cool.
So you're saying the Go Birds podcast was a terrible idea by Spike Eskin?
Oh, no.
Let's go Birds.
But I have said on there. Well,
I'm going to ask you, John, do you hate the Cowboys?
Yes.
Does it still mean the same to you?
It doesn't have the same.
Mean the same to you?
It doesn't have the same bite as the 90s when you knew the Eagles weren't good enough. They were good, but they weren't good enough. And every big game that the Eagles played against the Cowboys, they just weren't good enough. And the Cowboys were winning Super Bowls, and we were winning 4th-and-1 games, right? Like, that's what you had. We had our games that we won, but then ultimately the Cowboys were the ones that were winning. But that's 25 years ago, right? So, obviously, between now and then, things change. And without the Cowboys being good, the same bite's not there. I still hate the Cowboys, but the bite's not there because, I mean, like, Cowboys fans aren't as annoying anymore because they don't win and they know it.
Okay.
Right, but they're still out there.
Yeah, I don't think people are yelling that people don't hate the Cowboys enough anymore.
No.
Yeah, I mean.
But to answer the Twitter question, it's still a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It's still a big deal.
It's
still
a big deal.
Yeah.
Andy in Deptford. Andy, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Yo.
Yo, can we remove the athlete from Fritz's name? I mean, because this is the second time he got athletically outperformed by a grown man whose mommy still does his laundry and takes bubble baths.
Right now, I just can't wait to get off this phone call.
Fritz, you got to hang up the athlete with the old Bloomsburg pitcher. Dude, you got outperformed by Joe DeCamera. His mom does his laundry.
Yeah, still. I ran a mile in under 8 minutes.
What's that going to do with anything? You got outperformed athletically by
Joe DeCamera. You, a little high school athlete? That's adorable, Andy.
Come on, man.
Because you know it's true. Because you're a little high school athlete. I got you.
I'll go against you in anything athletically, and I'll dominate you.
No,
okay?
You wouldn't. I've seen you. You're very short. You're not athletic, and you're a little high school athlete.
Hey, pudgy guy. You set the date, and we'll handle it, okay? Yo, and Marks.
Yes.
You got the Eagles-Cowboys battle, but you're not including the person who had probably one of the most viewed videos on your guys' Instagram when I aired out Angry Al. Come on, man. You got to get me in the mix.
Well, I mean, does he deserve a rematch? I'm willing to set you up with a more formidable opponent, Andy.
Yeah, I want to go against Mike. I like him. He got swag.
All right.
But you know what upsets me more than a non-athletic college pitcher is these fans in this area that are Cowboys fans but have the audacity to call themselves a Sixers, Phillies, or Flyers fan. What is that all about?
And that's Angry Al. I love the Phillies, love the other teams, but the Cowboys, because of the star. They couldn't resist the star, Andy.
Yo, we either want you all in or not in at all. You can't like three of the four of our teams and then have the audacity to want to like the stinking Cowboys.
Mm. Mm.
I just don't get that a little bit.
Mm. All right, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Fritz, man, set that up. I'm waiting for you. I'll run a 7-minute mile.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, a race.
I'm not racing. That's
no,
that's
I don't want to race him. I want to get him in the Oklahoma drill.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Well, I think Jack already said that you were too little to be in the Oklahoma drill with him.
It's little. I got you. He's a little high school athlete. It's not a huge deal.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Little high school athlete. He'll put some work in. Don't sleep.
All right, Andy.
Don't sleep, young fella.
Yeah, right. I know. You need the attention. I got you.
Rest up for Monday. Thank you. Thank you. There you go. I would not enter the boxing ring with Andy, though. He'd probably knock you out.
Yeah, I've never been in a fight, so probably.
Right, yeah.
Well, I'm more of a lover, not a fighter.
Our buddy Chris in Pensauken joins us. Chris, what's up, buddy? How are you?
How you guys doing?
Hi, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
That Jack, man. That dude still got his JV sweater on because he never made varsity. Don't listen to that dude, Jack.
I agree.
I gotta tell you, man, I'm looking at Justin Fields this week now that he's starting, and I'm gonna follow him. I'm not expecting him to light people on fire right away, but we could have had that kid. I mean, so if Hurts doesn't come around, guys, we're in serious trouble.
Nah, we'll be all right, Chris. Nah, because they got the three picks next year. They got the ability to move up.
What's it look like, Ike or John? Did you guys survey the anything and take a peek at next year? Is there three legitimate quarterbacks coming out?
I don't like any of them right now. I mean,
Spencer Rattler, you have the Liberty kid.
Yeah.
You have the North Carolina kid who hasn't been great.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. That just doesn't – because you're usually on top of the game, one or both of you at the time, and both of you said they stink. I'm like, oh, man.
You got to see who develops over the course of the year.
I'm not saying they stink. I'm just telling you I'm not in love with any of them.
Oh, okay. So we got a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
As far as watching before the Ben Simmons, well, you guys know what I own a few of. I do more wash and fold in my one shop area in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I do 2,500 pounds of it, and 80% of those people that drop it off in the morning, they have washers and dryers at home because they said, I figured out the time it takes them to do it, I can make more money working than what I charge them to do their wash and fold their clothes.
Hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. They drop it off in the morning. Average bill is around $47. They pick it up after work. They slide it in their kids' room, in their room. They hang it up. It's all done. And right. It usually takes you 4 hours, your wife 3 or 4 hours between the kids, cooking dinner. You can make more than $47 in 4 hours. You guys are professionals. That's funny. And a lot of nurses do it. A lot of nurses and doctors that work 12 hours. Do it.
Right.
Mm.
Gotcha.
So, makes
convenience.
Sense.
Convenience. And Ben Simmons, I don't hate the kid. I couldn't use the word hate unless it was broccoli or Brussels sprouts. But I got to tell you, I'm going to sit him on the bench. And if I don't get 65% on my dollar, He's going to rot, and Clutch Sports can do whatever they want. I own you for 4 years. I don't care what you say. What, dude, people are coming out there against them now. You see it? I mean, yeah. Professionals, owners of teams are saying, no, I don't want to do so. You don't got a leg to stand on, man. I'm not taking that goofy girl with the big Coke bottle glasses to the prom, man. I'm not doing it. I'm waiting for a cheerleader. I'm not doing it. You're staying right there, Ben, whether you like it or not. And people are turning on you in national media when they're all against Philadelphia. Now they're against you, dude. I'm not giving them away. Like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you. I wouldn't give him away for nothing. But, you know, I certainly would entertain some of these trade offers. And another good thing about D'Angelo Russell's situation, his contract is up after the 23 season. So you basically have him for this year and then next year, and you can decide whether or not you want to re-sign him.
Right.
You got the salary cap space that comes available to you. So if there are players that are available, now you have money to go out and get another free agent, if that's the case, that would fit your situation. So it's not like you're stuck with D'Angelo Russell for the next 5 years. So,
like you said, he works out well. Okay, we can look to extend him.
Yeah, and if not, you got to move on.
Otherwise, you can clear the cap space.
I'm just not – you couldn't get past the second round, let alone win a title with Ben right now. So I don't have anything to lose. I'm looking to start over as soon as I can. And getting the cap space in 2 years plus first-round draft picks, that's enough capital to me, Daryl Morey, to actually earn your paycheck. Yeah, I know you want somebody to drop a superstar off on your lap so you can look like a genius, right? You want the superstar to force his way out so you can look like the genius for having a player that was already here before you got here available for that superstar's team to trade him over there, and then Daryl Morey can get credit. No, no, no. Make a deal, get as many assets as you can, and then go. You got, and then you have 1 year and one offseason to put a team around Joel Embiid. Like, you got enough. Yeah, Joel Embiid is here. Tobias is already here. You just re-signed Danny Green, even though he can't move. Seth Curry is here. Tyrese Maxey is here. There are other young players here. You, with that and those guys continuing to develop, because the Sixers aren't winning a title this year or next year. So you have time. You have time. You have time. Put a team around Joel Embiid over the next 2 years. Get as much capital as you can, and then go put a team around Joel Embiid.
Yep. Yeah, it's your best bet right now.
You're not getting a star player.
No, not in the sure doesn't seem like it. No, he would have had to have gotten lucky. Daryl Morey, he didn't.
Like he did with James Harden.
Right. And he didn't.
Yeah.
And he didn't. So now you're left staring down the barrel of taking D'Angelo Russell on a first-round draft pick.
I'm going to ask for two, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they get to.
I would ask for two first-round picks.
We'll see. All right, back to the phones in a second, but let's pause briefly to talk to Mr. Ike Reese.
Hey, if you're thinking about snacking or anything on anything other than a tasty cake, you know it, you're making a huge miscake. A melted milkshake? Come on, man. Miscake. Crumbly, sticky s'mores? Bigger miscake. Or, worst miscake of all, you resort to baking. Come on, man, who bakes? If it's not a tasty cake, it's a miscake, because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet or rich and creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake. Tasty cake, except no substitutes.
All right, back to the phones. Our buddy Joe in Trenton, New Jersey. Joseph, what up?
What's up, Marks? What's up, Reese? How y'all doing, man?
My man.
What up, Joe?
Listen, when I hung up the phone the other day and y'all was talking about the spice, I dropped the ball on that one. But trust and believe, it gets spicy when it's time to get spicy.
Ah.
So I ain't worried about that.
Okay, I got you.
Your wife's a Cowboy fan, and you guys were betting we can go to Dallas or we can go to Tampa Bay game. Gotcha.
Right. So, but it gets spicy, trust and believe.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's why you went for the game instead. You're like, yeah, I know it gets spicy already.
Exactly.
Must be nice to get spicy. I don't know much about that.
All right.
Make me feel good. Right, not anymore.
But,
sorry.
I'm more so like I'm in the Central Jersey area, like up in Hamilton. So it's a lot of Giants fans. But the crazy thing is they hate the Cowboys just as much as we do.
So
we're playing them, like a lot of my guys that live in my neighborhood, they're like, yo, beat them, please. They're at my house or we're at a bar somewhere and we're watching a game together. And they're at that moment, they're Eagles fans because they hate the Cowboys just as much.
Mm.
Yeah, I think everybody in the division shares the whole we all hate Dallas.
Right.
Yeah.
So Trent really is kind of that line of you have Giants fans, mm-hmm. you have Eagles fans, and then the Cowboys fans are always there too. It's amazing.
Right, but the crazy thing is they don't come out, like I said, until they win a game.
Right.
When they win against it, if they beat us or they beat the Giants, that's when you see them over there. When they play Washington, you don't see them because they don't care about the Washington team,
right?
Which is hilarious to me. But when it comes to the Giants and Eagles, that's when they come out and they all, you know, rah rah rah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's what makes it more like makes you all in. Like this is still a rivalry when the media on those major networks big up the Cowboys every year in June and July and August. They're going to win the division. They're going to win the Super Bowl. And that's what makes it even more worse, and it makes it more nauseating. Like, every year, on paper, they look good.
It sells.
But when they get on the field, they're terrible. So, it's a rivalry, man. It's a rivalry. But, listen, I'm all in. I'm ready for it, man. I'm ready for it. It's game week. That Monday, though, it's brutal because you got to wait so long, man.
it's a long wait.
It is grueling, right?
That's the brutal part. That's the brutal part, but I'm going to continue to listen, man. You guys are the best. Y'all need a camera in there with a studio audience because I'm telling you, today's show, I had to pull over two times, man. Jack is hilarious. His subliminals are hilarious, man. You guys are the best, man. I'm out.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Yeah, we wouldn't mind showing our face.
Give me a freaking break.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack, people are very unhappy with you today.
I will tell you.
Wait till the top five.
It's a long way to get to Monday for that game Monday night, and it's a long wait. And I'm going to enjoy the weekend of not having Eagles football, right?
I love bye weeks, so I like.
Not as much as I would.
Not as much as you usually do, yeah.
Yeah. But I will say this, Sunday night when the games are done and we wake up Monday, it will feel good to know that the Eagles play that day, that night. We're the only game on that night.
So I like Monday nights better than Sunday nights.
Right? I do, too. I think I would prefer a Monday night over a
me
Sunday
too.
Night. I think I agree with that.
Absolutely. You get a lot of football red zone Sunday, and then you have your own separate day to build up to the entire game when you wake up in the morning.
Because Sunday night, having to wait Sunday night for a game, it's draining.
Yeah. Especially if you're working, you work the games.
Well, if the Eagles play on Monday night, at least I may fall asleep on the Sunday night game.
Yep.
Early, if it's a boring game or whatever.
If it's a good game, you stay with it, and they've been some good games so far.
Yeah.
Or was that Thursday night?
The Eagles on Sunday night, I'm up regardless.
Yeah. Plus, you've been around all day, a weekend. Here we'll be working and getting fired up.
Yeah. Yep. So, I love that Monday.
Mm. Green Bay, San Fran's not a bad Sunday night game, though.
Oh, is that the Sunday night
game? Yeah.
The Green Bay San Fran.
Oh yeah,
I know. I said the rivalry doesn't mean as much as to me as other people, mm-hmm. but Monday is going to feel like Christmas morning.
There's no doubt about it. Well, that's game day. That's the feeling of game day.
Mm. Yep. Yeah, it is. It's going to be fun. All right, we have another Cowboy fan on the line. We've talked to a couple of them today. They came out of the woodwork. Cowboy James, and they always have these very creative nicknames like Cowboy James.
What's That's up? Not that creative. His I name know. Is James, and he's a Cowboys fan.
What's up, James?
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all fellas doing?
I'm well. How are
What's
you?
What's up, James?
I'm all right. How I became a Cowboys fan was remember the electric football set?
Yeah.
The guy stayed still. My uncle had every team. So one uncle was a Cowboy. One uncle was an Eagle. One uncle was an Eagle. The other one was a Washington fan. That's how I became a Cowboys fan. I liked some colors. And from there,
That's
they turned
lame.
Me on to football.
I don't care.
That's how I started playing football.
This is the one that you get, the uniforms. I like the uniforms the star. Yeah,
that's how I started. But I'm going to tell you, I also like Reggie White. Jay Trotter is my favorite linebacker of all time.
Thanks.
Who's your second favorite linebacker? On the Eagles.
Lawrence Taylor.
On the Eagles. Who's your second favorite Eagles linebacker?
None, but I'm going
to
tell you.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Ike Reese and Bill Bates. are my favorite two special teams
guys. Okay, I'll take that.
Bill Bates on the tackles, Pat Summerall said many times.
But I got 9 grandsons, 5 of them is Cowboy fans, and the other 4 is Eagle fans. So I do not press them. No, they like who they like. I'm not even like that.
Now, be honest. You show more favoritism to those 5 that are Cowboy fans.
My little ones are the Eagles fans, so I got to show favoritism.
James, I bet when the Eagles won a Super Bowl, you enjoyed. Part of you enjoyed that for the city.
Yes, I did.
Okay,
I ain't
good.
Gonna lie. We needed a champion here. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. But I am a Cowboy fan. But I root us on, though. You know, I root the Sixers on. But I'm not really – I like certain Eagle players. You know, and Andre Waterton, Darren Watson is my best safety. I mean,
Hold on, Cowboy James. Yeah, hold on. You got a lot going on. Come on, Cowboy. I don't even know where you are. Are you sure you're not an Eagles fan? You
keep... I'm positive, man. I just like hustle guys to really get it in, man. That's all. I like guys really play the game.
So you're
the game really play.
You know what? You're the frustrating friend that comes over to watch the game when the Cowboys and the Eagles play.
Because
you're cheering on both sides.
Yeah.
I'm the only Cowboy fan that travels to Delaware with my buddy house. And, boy, I'll be laughing my ass off. I mean, my behind off, because I'm always winning.
No, you're not. What do you mean you're always winning?
No, the time I go up there, I'll be winning. They even stop me and my wife from having a drink.
All right, Cowboy James.
All right, y'all fellas, y'all do a hell of a job. I drive for a living, and I listen to y'all all day, man. Y'all great.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
A Cowboy fan that I like.
Is he a Cowboy fan?
He sounds like a Cowboy fan that likes Philly guys. Like Ike.
Yeah. Andre Waters, Philly guy.
He started naming all type of Eagles that he likes.
And
Jeremiah Trotter. I mean, my goodness.
He mentioned the state of Delaware, which is a green state up top. But, man, do you have some Cowboy fans once you kind of get to
Delaware?
Oh, yeah. Because you'll get Redskin fans. The Washington football team. I haven't done that in a while. But you'll get some of them. But you have a lot of Cowboy fans that are in there.
I know that.
It's a weird state, man. It is. 215-592-9494. On the other side. Well, actually, is Tucker here yet, Jack?
I could see if you want him to do top 5.
Tucker did very well yesterday.
I actually went back and listened to it, and he thought he did a Fritz performance, which I appreciate.
He was cool, calm, and collective.
You went back and listened to it.
Yeah, because people were saying, someone said it was bad, and I just wanted to hear if it was actually bad, and I listened to it, and I said, no, it was actually good.
He did a good job. Jack's going to try to regain the throne today. That and your phone. I can't wait to see what he's got. I feel like he's going to insult people today on the top 5
of
5.
No doubt about it. He's coming out blazing.
Good. Your phone calls as well. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.